Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, January 20th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Star, your favor, the bag of nuts, came a few days after your letter. I thought they might have been tampered with, but I do not know for certain. The bag was not full by considerable, and it would be so easy for anyone to help himself. If placed in a strong bag, sewed up, it would not be so great a temptation. I thank you for the nuts. I would be pleased to have a box of them when they can be procured. We are having very pleasant weather. The rains have come in the dry times, and our vegetables are not doing as well because of the need of dressing, which we cannot obtain. The cattle run in the paddocks. The fruit trees are doing well. We would have had a large amount of fruit, but some deemed it wise to pick it, and therefore we can have only a taste, samples of what we may expect next year. If the Lord favors us, we will not need to buy peaches, nectarines, or apricots. The fruit seems to be of good selections. The first early peaches were very fine, and there were enough on the trees to keep me supplied for some weeks. We have tomatoes in abundance. We have all we need to eat and all we need to can. We raise our beans and peas, potatoes and squash. Sweet corn has done next to nothing. If we could only have such sweet corn as we had in Melbourne, under the management of Stephen Belden, we should appreciate it very much. But our land is new, and no dressing is the cause of failure. We miss Willie very much. We need him here. I should not have been left alone to stem the current here. It is hard work. Brother Lacey is in Melbourne to visit several places and try to obtain favor in regard to the school interests. I am left alone, and when I see and understand how few have a live, present experience in the things of God, it makes me tremble. How long will the Lord bear with our ignorance? He says, "I am the light of the world. They that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. Then if all follow Jesus, they would be the light of the world. I have had a hard conflict with men old enough to know better and to do better than they have done. Brethren Shannon and Lawrence have made great trouble and brought upon us great perplexity. There are none here who have an experience, that have the faculty, to help me in this emergency. You will ere long know about this matter and the trials through which we have been passing. The Lord knows all about it, and He will work to let the true light shine forth.